Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. We're not in
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Life is full of unexpected crosses. Sometimes, we are faced with challenges and crosses that we never could have anticipated. Unexpected trials can leave us feeling lost, alone, and overwhelmed. However, as believers, we know that we are not alone in our struggles. The Bible offers us hope and encouragement in times of unanticipated crosses. As we explore Luke chapter 23 verse 26 and reflect on how we can respond to unexpected crosses with faith, perseverance, and service using Simon of Cyrene as an example, let us draw near to God and trust in Him to turn our crosses into blessings. The topic is unexpected crosses, and our Bible text is from Luke chapter 23 verse 26.
Luke chapter 23 verse 26. As the soldiers led him away, they seized Simon from Cyrene, who was on his way in from the country, and put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus.
Life is full of unexpected crosses. There are times when we are called to carry a burden that we did not choose, or to bear a weight that we did not expect. These are the moments when our faith is tested, and we are forced to rely on God in ways that we never thought possible. From our Bible text, we see that Simon of Cyrene also carried unexpected cross. He was unexpectedly called upon to carry the cross of Jesus. Simon was not a disciple of Jesus. He was simply a man passing by on his way into the city. But when the soldiers needed someone to carry the heavy burden of the cross, they seized Simon and forced him to do it. Simon's experience is a reminder that unexpected crosses can come into our lives at any time. Though we may not choose them and they may seem unfair, but we must be willing to carry them, just as Simon carried the cross behind Jesus. Luke chapter 23 verse 26 reads, "As the soldiers led him away, they seized Simon from Cyrene, who was on his way in from the country, and put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus." This verse is a depiction of unexpected crosses that we often come across in life. Just as Simon did not expect to carry the cross for Jesus that day, but he was called to do so. In the same way, we may face unexpected crosses in life that we must bear. When we hear the word cross, we may think of the wooden instrument of torture that Jesus was crucified on. However, the concept of the cross extends beyond that physical object. The cross represents the burdens and trials we face in life, the things that weigh us down and cause us pain. Sometimes these crosses are expected, such as the natural consequences of our actions. Other times, they come out of nowhere, such as a sudden illness or a relationship falling apart. As Christians, we know that we will face trials in this life. Jesus himself said, "In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world," John chapter 16 verse 33. However, knowing that trials will come doesn't make them any easier to bear. When we are faced with unexpected crosses, it can be tempting to become overwhelmed, discouraged, or even angry with God. But the story of Simon carrying the cross for Jesus can give us hope and encouragement in the midst of our trials. First of all, we can see that we are not alone in carrying our crosses. Simon was called to bear the burden of Jesus' cross, but he was not the only one who had to carry a cross that day. Jesus himself had to bear the weight of the world's sins on his shoulders. In the same way, we are not the only ones who have to bear the crosses of life. We have a Savior who understands our pain and walks alongside us in our suffering. We also have a community of believers who can support us and encourage us through our trials. We can take comfort in knowing that we are not alone in our struggles. Secondly, we can see that unexpected crosses can lead to unexpected blessings. Simon may not have wanted to carry the cross for Jesus, but his act of service has been remembered and celebrated for centuries. We may not be able to see the good that can come from our trials, but we can trust that God is at work even in the midst of our suffering. Romans chapter 8 verse 28 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." This doesn't mean that our suffering is not real or that it is easy to bear. But it does mean that we can trust that God is using our trials to shape us and to bring about His purposes in our lives. Finally, we can see that unexpected crosses can be a call to discipleship. Simon was just a bystander on his way into the city when he was called to carry the cross for Jesus. He probably didn't expect to be a part of the story of the crucifixion, but he was willing to step up and do what was asked of him. In the same way, our unexpected crosses can be a call to discipleship. We may not have chosen the trials we are facing, but we can choose how we respond to them. We can choose to trust in God's goodness and faithfulness, even when things don't make sense. We can choose to seek God's presence and guidance, even in the midst of our pain. And we can choose to serve others, even when we are going through difficult times ourselves. As we face the unexpected crosses of life, we can take comfort in the fact that Jesus has gone before us and has carried the ultimate cross for us. He knows the depth of our pain and the weight of our burdens. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15 says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin." Jesus understands our struggles and is with us every step of the way. In the book of James, we are reminded that trials can actually produce endurance and strengthen our faith. James chapter 1 verses 2-4 says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." We can choose to trust that God is using our trials to shape us into the people He has called us to be. It's important to note that bearing crosses doesn't mean we have to do it alone. In fact, community and support are crucial during difficult times. Galatians chapter 6 verse 2 says, "Carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ." We can turn to our brothers and sisters in Christ for comfort, encouragement, and practical help. We can also seek professional counseling or medical assistance if needed. We don't have to carry our crosses alone. Furthermore, we can find hope and encouragement in knowing that our trials are temporary. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 17-18 says, "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." Our trials may feel overwhelming in the moment, but they are not the end of the story. We have a hope that goes beyond this life, a hope that is anchored in Jesus Christ. As we navigate the unexpected crosses of life, we can also learn to be more compassionate towards others who are facing trials. We can offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, and practical help. We can pray for those who are suffering and offer them words of encouragement and hope. We can also learn to be more patient and gracious with others, knowing that we don't always know what people are going through. In conclusion, unexpected crosses are a part of life. But as Christians, we have hope and encouragement in the midst of our trials. We can trust that Jesus understands our pain and is with us every step of the way. We can choose to respond with faith, perseverance, and service. We can seek support from our community and turn to God in prayer. And we can look forward to the hope of eternal glory that awaits us. May we be strengthened and encouraged as we bear the crosses of life, knowing that we are not alone and that God is at work even in the midst of our suffering. As you go today, take a moment to reflect on this. Have you ever experienced any unexpected crosses? How did you respond to them? Did you turn to God, handled it by yourself, or seek support from your community? Take some time to reflect on this and ask God to guide you as you navigate the unexpected crosses of life. Remember that you are not alone and that God is with you every step of the way. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today with grateful hearts, thankful for your constant love and guidance in our lives. Lord, we acknowledge that unexpected crosses are a part of life, and we often struggle to navigate them on our own. We pray that you would give us the strength and faith to bear our crosses, knowing that you are with us every step of the way. We pray for those who are currently facing unexpected crosses in their lives. We ask that you would comfort them and give them the support they need to endure. May they find hope and encouragement in you and in the community of believers around them. Today, help us to fix our eyes on what is unseen and trust that you are at work in our lives, even when things seem overwhelming. May we find comfort and peace in the fact that Jesus has gone before us and has carried the ultimate cross for us. We pray all of these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Deuteronomy chapter 23, chapter 24 and chapter 25. And for the evening, Mark chapter 14 verse 51 to 72. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.